Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, September 11th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, the big news today is GoDaddy. GoDaddy had some substantial downtime. They were down for several hours this afternoon, Eastern time, and the outage stretched across the entire service offerings that GoDaddy has. So, first of all, of course, its domain name hosting was affected. That's probably GoDaddy's most critical part, with being one of the large domain name service providers. That, of course, affected literally millions of websites. TheShield.org, for example, is also hosted with GoDaddy. At least the DNS part is hosted with GoDaddy. And we had some issues as a result. Now, you can also host email and websites directly with GoDaddy. They were also affected. At this point, GoDaddy hasn't officially announced yet what the nature of the problem was. They just announced they had a problem, they're working on recovery, and as of right now, they appear to be mostly back to normal. Now, some Twitter user that claims to be associated with Anonymous did claim responsibility for this as a denial of service attack, but at this point, there is really no proof either from Anonymous or from GoDaddy that this even was a denial of service attack. However, everything kind of looks like a denial of service attack. It could, of course, just be a configuration issue, some hardware failure or whatnot else, but the way things behaved, it pretty much looked like a denial of service attack. The key service that appears to have been affected was DNS, and we do see a lot of very large attacks against DNS servers, these reflective DNS attacks and whatnot else, so that's certainly a possibility here that the root cause was a denial of service against GoDaddy's DNS service. Now, GoDaddy does pride itself of using Anycast and similar features to make its infrastructure as hardened as possible. But I think what this also shows is it's yet one of these choke points in that infrastructure that are frequently forgotten. We always worry a lot about root DNS servers. The root DNS servers are probably, in the larger picture, less important than GoDaddy. If root DNS servers go down for about half a day, most people would probably not realize that they went down because that information is usually cached for up to a week. But with GoDaddy serving all these millions of domain names, they of course will have an immediate impact if they're down, because typically that information is sort of by default cached for only an hour. First time you had something like this was way back in the MyDoom days. If you remember the MyDoom virus, it sort of accidentally caused a denial of service against Google. And for a lot of people, the internet was down as Google went down because you didn't know how to go anywhere without Google. But well, GoDaddy wasn't the only news item today. We also found out who leaked the famous UDID file that was attributed to the FBI. Turns out it wasn't the FBI, but a company known as Bluetoad came forward and acknowledged that the file most likely came from its database. Bluetoad makes simple iPhone apps that convert RSS feeds into actual sort of mini news apps. So if you have a news website and you want to create a quick Apple iOS app, you can ask Bluetoad to create it for you based on your RSS feed. And in order to do all the user tracking, of course, they used UDIDs in the past. However, the Bluetoad CEO was on video and explaining what happened and stated that they actually stopped doing this a couple of months ago when Apple announced that they no longer support the UDID in applications. Well, and that's it for today. Our 5 minutes are up, and don't forget it's Patch Tuesday, so typically around 1 or 2 p.m. Eastern, you should see Microsoft's two bulletins being made live. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.